You are listening to the Murdoch Charitable Trust's 2017 Leadership Advance Conference, Telling the Story, Telling Your Story. Lunch on the second day was a conversation with Tim Mackey of the Bible Project.
Well, I'm aware of the fact that you have a really exciting thing happening right in front of your body, which is that plate of food, because I just had one, and it tasted amazing. What on earth? So, yeah, cheers. Thank you for having provided that. That also means that I have competition. So before I say anything, could I just show you one of our videos? And then that'll kind of do the entree work for me. So this is the Bio Project. We're the world's largest nonprofit crowd-funded religious animation studio. And the reason we're the largest is because we're the only religious nonprofit crowd-funded animation studio. And I'll tell a bit of the story about that. We make short animated films trying to invite people into the story of the Bible and the core themes of the Bible that all revolve around Jesus. And so instead of talking about it, I'll just show you one, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about it after that. So now you can kind of see how that fits in to the theme of these couple days. About you as leaders, learning to tell your story, but anchor it in the story that makes us wake up every day, that motivates and drives us. So one piece of just my being here is to let you guys know about the content that we're making. Our heartbeat from the beginning as a religious, nonprofit, crowdfunded animation studio was to make a whole library of shareable, enjoyable, funny, compelling videos that really draw people in, not to a shallow version of the Christian story, but the actual version told in the Bible itself, which if you've ever tried to actually read it, it's really complicated and messy, which is why most people don't actually read it, the real story. And so I grew up kind of floating in and around church settings. I didn't grow up reading the Bible. My co-founder, John Collins, grew up as the youth group hero, is how he described himself, fully immersed in what I call churchianity, the kind of American, whatever, Western expression of Christianity. And both of us came into our early 20s really compelled by Jesus, but not knowing what to do with the Bible. We were both given a package of beliefs and ideas about what Christians believe and what they do. But when I actually started to read the Bible for myself in my early 20s, I was so bewildered. So bewildered. You guys, there's a talking snake on page 3, for goodness sakes. Are you with me? So part of, I think, the challenge is that people who are immersed in Christian or church culture is that we become inoculated to the Bible. Essentially, it becomes domesticated for us because we probably aren't in the habit of actually reading through the whole thing on a regular basis to be disturbed by how weird it is. Instead, we just kind of do the selective devotional grab bag kind of thing. And I understand with that. I did that for a long time, too. But I eventually came to be really bothered by how few resources there were for the popular level to invite people into the really gritty, creative, beautiful, and long, complicated story of the actual Bible. And so we hatched this plan where what if we could make short videos? What if at the end of the videos we waved at people on YouTube and said, hey, was that helpful? Well, give us money and we'll make another one. And so that's what we did. And it was just this wonderful surprise. We're a YouTube channel, like we live in the education YouTube world. And right from the bat, you know, we just had this overwhelming response of people from all over the world reaching out to help us make the next video. And so we're 3 years into it now, and we have 750,000 subscribers on YouTube, which isn't, I don't know if, do you know that YouTube is more than just like cat and vacation videos now? Do you know this? YouTube is actually a really significant player in putting free educational content out there. If you just spend 30 minutes, you can subscribe to all kinds of different media channels that are putting out world-class content that you can watch on your phone for free, and you can learn quantum theory and take a whole course in economics. And are you with me? Do you know about this? YouTube, not just for your cats. We've kind of entered into that world and just found that there is a worldwide audience who's using YouTube that's hungry for content that's actually both engaging the real questions of our day and also engaging the Christian and Jewish tradition and scriptures in a way that isn't polarizing, that isn't angry, white men yelling or something. It's inviting people into the real thing. And so there you go. That's what we've discovered over the last 3 years. And we've been able to build a self-sustaining animation studio that can just produce 1 to 2 videos a month for free to people who watch them unless they want to join us in donating. So one, I just wanted to let you guys know about it. I've got to meet a number of you over the last 2 days and learn more of just even who's in the room. And there's so many organizations represented here that I so believe in what you're doing. And something that I found in pastoral ministry is that many Christians, because of whatever it is about Jesus that gets a hold of them, they're driven into causes and passionate works and vocations and callings. And that's where, you know, that's the people that get invited to something this like the Murdoch Leadership Conference. But what I also find is that Christians who are drawn by their passions and they just have this intuitive sense that this is the kind of work Jesus would care about, and you find yourself called to it. What I also find is that Christians aren't always aware of the amazing resources that the biblical story has to provide even more fuel and more nuanced ways of talking about and addressing the problems that you you find yourself wanting and drawn to solve. And that's exactly the kinds of biblical resources that we're trying to create. And so we've had like schools, we've had after-school programs, colleges begin to adopt the videos into their curriculum. There's a number of religious nonprofits that have reached out, and they bring it into their training curriculum, because we make a lot of theme videos about like justice or atonement or love or different things, but all from a biblical point of view. And so we want to make the videos available to you guys and just let you know about them, because my hunch is that if you could explain the Christian concept of justice in 5 minutes instead of a weekend conference for like your staff or something, you would like something like that. And those are the things that we like to make, exactly that kind of thing. So there you go. That's kind of who we are, and that's what we're doing, and that's what the Bible Project is. I was thinking, oh yes, well, I'm going to tell you about something free that you can get in just a moment, but I was also thinking, I was really found Andy Crouch's and Eugene Cho's contributions really stimulating and thoughtful. Yeah, weren't those helpful? Really helpful, yeah, And I was specifically thinking about yesterday, Andy was talking about the happier ending and about how many of the stories available in our culture find themselves unable to invite people into any sense of hope or resolution to the human condition. I think part of why the Bible is such a fat, imposing thing that's difficult for many of us, if we're honest, is because it's so long and because it's full of so many violent sex scandals and dysfunctional family moments. And because we have this conviction, the Bible's about Jesus, it should be there to offer solutions, but the majority of its pages are about deeply flawed people hurting each other. and as I was thinking about the main talks that we've listened to, it's clearer to me than ever why the Bible is what it is. The work that you all are involved in, you each have your thumb on the pulse of something in our community, something here in the Northwest that's a part of larger cultural issues, something that's broken about our cities or about our neighborhoods. And what the Bible is offering through its long, complicated story is, I think, the most brilliant, profound diagnosis of the human condition you could ever hope to have. If you've ever been able to suffer through the Godfather trilogy or Breaking Bad, I haven't been able to suffer through Game of Thrones, but these are stories that Andy was mentioning yesterday. They're long exposés offering portrait after portrait of different horrible ways to be a human being and ways that contribute to the brokenness of our communities. And those aren't easy types of stories to internalize. They're tragic stories. But they're really important. It's kind of like you don't actually know what you need to be saved from if you don't truly understand the depth and the gravity of the problem. And so what the majority of the Bible is doing through the stories of Israel, in the Old Testament in particular, is offering us hundreds of portraits of the broken human condition that speak to every type of human and every generation of humans, because it's the human condition. And so those are the kinds of things that I think are the greatest resources for us to see how Jesus, the stories of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are picking up the thread of every single one of those broken ways to be human. And all of a sudden, the stories of Jesus, you're able to start reading them as part of a unified epic narrative where he is the truly human one. He's the one in whom every part of the broken human condition and every part of the Bible finds its fulfillment and its healing and its resolution. And so this is a way of engaging the Bible that I was invited into through my education, which was way too long, and I don't recommend that anybody go to school for 14 years after high school, although I loved it, and it was the most epic adventure. But there's just a world of brilliant scholars and people reading the Bible, but the problem is they write these fat books that only other people who go to school for 14 years after high school read. Are you with me? And so one of my passions is to make that level of engagement with the Bible and the human condition available. And so for right now, the Bible Project is the platform through which we're able to do that. And it's just an absolute joy and a privilege. So the library is around 120 videos that we have, like the ones that you just saw. We have plans for the next 3 to 5 years to make about two times more. And it's just a free online, super dense but funny theological library that's free to share with your friends as whatever at Thanksgiving, whatever you want to do. So there you go. That's the heartbeat behind the thing. And I'm just happy to be able to share it with you and to whatever ways the videos can serve you. They're free to use. Like, just please go ahead and use them. One of the things that we did, it was a really fun part of the project, was we have a short video that walks through every single book of the Bible. So actually, not one short video. It's about 70 videos, actually. It's just like a power lecture walking you through the literary design and main themes of every book of the Bible, and then it ends with this poster where you can see the whole book drawn in front of you. And we can sell the posters. We do sell the posters. We also give them to people who become donors. But we were talking with Steve, and we wanted to just give you all posters. And you can have them mailed to your house, and they're these big, beautiful scroll-looking things, and they're awesome. So can I tell you how to get one, if you want to get one? Okay, so here's our website. Let's go back. So this is our website, thebibleproject.com. Or just Google the Bible Project. It's the first thing that'll come up. So this is our front page, and then go up to Menu. See that on the upper right there? You go up to Menu, and there'll be a thing that says Store. And then you can go into our store, and the main thing you'll see, the next slide of our screen, is all the posters. So they're normally $25 to buy or become a monthly donor, and we'll give you one. And so that's our NPR move. We call that the NPR move, right? You give free stuff that's actually not free, but for monthly donors. You guys know this. So go through it. Find any book of the Bible that you really like and see if you like the poster. Click on it, and it'll take you to the next screen. And you'll be asked to, there's a slot for you can put in a promotional code. And so if you have, jot something down, but this is the code for you all who are at the conference here, MJM2017. And then you can just go to checkout and you'll have a cool scroll mailed to you. Because who doesn't like cool, ancient-looking biblical book scrolls. That's awesome. So there you go. We can leave that up there for another minute, and that's our gift to you, the Murdoch Foundation's gift to you. And so, cheers. Yeah, you're welcome. just as a note to close, you know, I've gotten to meet a number of people I didn't know before, or reconnect with people I haven't seen in a long time. But God bless you all. The things that you are involved in are truly a part of the relational, organic nature of the ministry of the good news of God's kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's a very unique room I've discovered over the last day and a half, and it's been a privilege to get to meet so many of you. There's been a lot of, obviously, you know how conferences go. There's a ton of content. So you walk away with some new tools, some new ideas, some new ways to think about your own context. But at the bottom of it all, like, it's so beautiful to be in a room like this and to know that the thing driving each of us in our unique callings and vocations is the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And somehow we believe, this is a crazy thing to believe, you guys. We believe that through him, and something that the Creator did through him 2,000 years ago, has the power to meet the brokenness of every single human being that's represented by the ministries and the organizations that you have. And there are some days when we wake up and we wonder if our efforts are worth it. There are some days when we are wondering if this is all in our heads. We're wondering, we can see all the problems that are before us or with our organizations. And so, you know, moments like this are just so, they're symbolic, as Andy was saying, which doesn't mean not real, they're actually very real, that there is a person that we're all connected to, and that person is the author of the 7 billion-plus human beings on our planet and all the humans that came before them. We believe that that person so loves this world that he lived and died and was raised for it. Amen? And so God bless you guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you for letting me share. And as we go forward, Godspeed. Godspeed. Do you want to see another video? I have one more video, or do you want to keep eating? All right, cheers. All right, this will be the last thing that I say. This is a video, it was a recent one that we made about the biblical theme of righteousness and justice. Thanks, you guys.